A recent ruling by the GST authority has clarified the tax classification of softy ice cream, determining that it does not qualify as a milk product and is therefore subject to an 18% goods and services tax, GST. This decision follows an application from VRB Consumer Products, which sought to have its vanilla mix classified under the 5% GST category reserved for milk products. The Rajasthan bench of the GST authority for advance rulings, R, evaluated the case and firmly rejected the classification of softy ice cream as a milk product. The authority noted that the primary ingredient in the product is sugar rather than milk. In its ruling on the 15th of October, the R pointed out that the composition of softy ice cream significantly favors sugar, which constitutes 61.2% of the product, while milk solids account for only 34%. This ratio led the authority to conclude that the product is primarily sugar-based, with milk solids added, rather than being a milk product with sugar included. VRB Consumer Products argued that their vanilla mix should qualify for the lower GST rate, asserting that it is made from natural milk components. The company sells this product to institutional buyers, who use it to create softy ice cream. They contended that the mix should fall under heading 0404, which covers an LS quo, products made from natural milk components regardless of any added sweeteners or sugars. However, the R maintained that the significant sugar content, along with additional ingredients such as stabilizers and flavorings, disqualifies softy ice cream from being classified as an LS quo, natural milk product. The ruling reinforces the notion that softy ice cream does not meet the criteria established for milk-based products under GST law. This ruling is not an isolated incident. There have been ongoing discussions and controversies surrounding the classification of milk products in India. In a previous ruling, the R declared Lassi and M-Dash, a fermented milk product and M-Dash, exempt from GST, while imposing a 12% tax on flavored milk. These instances highlight the complexities involved in defining dairy products under the GST framework. According to a report by Business Standard, Sandeep Sehgal, partner tax at AKM Global, expressed that this latest ruling stands in stark contrast to a Supreme Court decision in the Amrit Foods case. In that instance, the court classified an LS quo, milkshake mix and an LS quo, soft serve mix for institutional sales as dairy produce under chapter subheading 0404-90, suggesting that the legal interpretations surrounding milk and dairy products remain contentious and fluid. As a result, businesses in the dairy and food industry must navigate these complexities carefully, ensuring compliance with the evolving regulatory landscape while advocating for fair classifications that reflect their products accurately.